I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC website at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan is in two elections for two different congressional seats on the same day, August 23rd. Ryan is running against Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro to finish out Antonio Delgado's term in the 19th Congressional District after Delgado resigned to become New York's Lieutenant Governor. Ryan is also running in a Democratic primary election for the 18th Congressional District against Orange County resident Moses Mugalisi. Redistricting changed the outlines of the districts, moving Ryan into the 18th District further south. There is even more confusing news in this election. While the Daily Freeman reports that as of the June 30th, quote, deadline for certification, only Ryan and Moses Mugalisi remained on the official ballot for the August 23rd primary election, unquote, to replace Delgado. Mugalisi's website does not mention a run for the House of Representatives, but says that, quote, Moses Mugalisi is a candidate for U.S. Senate, unquote. Mugalisi's website is often vague, saying he worked in fields but not naming the specific employers and got degrees without naming the specific colleges. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times-Union that talks with two Democrats running in an August 23rd primary election for the new 19th Congressional District about what they would do about abortion rights after the Supreme Court allowed states to ban the medical procedure. Both attorney Josh Riley, based near Binghamton, and Jamie Chaney, a Dutchess County businessperson and farmer, support abortion rights. Riley said that abortions are, quote, decisions for women to make, not politicians or the government, unquote. Chaney said, quote, I'd like us to build out our health infrastructure so everyone can make a very highly informed decision by 24 weeks. I would prefer to see that to any further amendment to the law, unquote. Chaney said she supports women coming from other states to have abortions, but also, quote, equally strongly that this in no way increases any kind of economic burden on families in our state, unquote. In Congress, Chaney would not have a say on funding abortions for those outside New York, which would be a budget matter for the state legislature. Riley wants to stop bounty programs that reward citizens for telling authorities about abortions, saying statutes need to be changed, quote, to make those bounty programs never happen again, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's office on July 1st announced an amendment to New York's Constitution about abortion rights would be added to the legislature's current extraordinary session. Lawmakers were called back to address gun laws after the Supreme Court struck down the state's concealed carry law. But many lawmakers also wanted to address the abortion issue after the Supreme Court allowed states to ban the medical procedure. Quote, recent Supreme Court rulings have threatened the rights of New Yorkers to make decisions about their own bodies and our right to protect New Yorkers from gun violence, but we refuse to stand idly by and we must act, unquote, Hochul said. Quote, I thank Majority Leader Stuart Cousins and Speaker Heastie for working through the day and night on these bold actions in response to these reckless Supreme Court decisions. We will enact legislation to strengthen our laws on concealed carry weapons and building on our nation-leading protections for abortion patients and providers. New York State will take an unprecedented step toward enshrining the fundamental right to abortion access into our state constitution. Let me be clear, we will do everything in our power to protect New Yorkers, unquote. Now state legislators will debate whether to vote on a broad equality amendment or a narrow provision just to ensure abortion rights. Jason McGuire, the executive director of the conservative New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, opposes any amendment, saying in a Twitter post it would, quote, pit conscious protections for pro-life doctors against a woman seeking a late-term abortion, unquote. Legislators can only start the process to approve a constitutional amendment this summer. To pass a constitutional amendment requires the approval of two separately elected sessions of the legislature and a general public ballot referendum. So it would take a legislative vote this year, another next year, and then could be on a statewide ballot in 2024. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.